On the eighth day, Starkiller called for her and Proxy to join him in the meditation chamber. She hesitated, wondering if she had heard correctly, then left the contemplative coda and made her way through the humming ship. The droid met her at the entrance of the meditation chamber, and together they entered its dim, angular space. Starkiller occupied the center of the room. His expression was very serious. With a hiss, the door shut behind them. "Stand there and don't say anything," he told her, pointing at a recessed corner where she would be in complete shadow. "Proxy, here." The droid stood between Starkiller and her. She could barely see Starkiller for Proxy's silhouette. The lights flickered and dimmed almost to black. Starkiller took a deep breath and lowered his head. Proxy's metal skin sparked into life and began to change. A darker shadow fell across the room. "My lord," said Starkiller, and Juno's heart stopped. The dark figure that stood where Proxy had been a moment before spoke.
"Your actions on Raxus Prime left the Emperor most displeased."
Vader's leaden tones sent a ripple of disgust down Juno's spine.
"Who has now joined your cause?"
Starkiller raised his head to look directly at his master. "The Emperor's enemies are cautious. I am earning their trust and respect, but some of them remain suspicious. If I'm ever discovered talking to you, all my efforts will come to nothing, and we will have no army to challenge the Emperor." He straightened to his full height. "You can't appear to me again. I'll contact you." Vader's gloved fingers tightened into fists.
"When?"
"After the Alliance is formalized and it's ready to strike at the heart of the Empire." The Dark Lord said nothing for a long moment. His thoughts were utterly hidden by the all-concealing black mask. Juno didn't know what to hope for and felt only relief that the moment was over when Vader nodded slowly at last.
"Do not wait too long to contact me."
The index finger of his gloved right hand pointed at Starkiller's chest.
"The Emperor grows only more powerful."
Vader flickered out, and Proxy became himself again. Unlike previous times, however, the droid seemed none the worse for impersonating the Dark Lord. Starkiller stared at him, deep in thought, and then gestured for the droid to leave. She was alone with Starkiller for the first time since Felucia. Was this the moment she had been waiting for? "There is much conflict in you," Vader had said to him long days ago. "Your feelings for your new allies are growing stronger. Do not forget that you still serve me." The thought that maybe he wasn't a completely lost cause filled her with hope, but it was hope qualified by a very real uncertainty. When she had seen him staggering out of the misty distance on Raxus Prime, bearing the weight of a stricken droid entirely on his own, the expression on his face had almost broken down her resolve to mistrust him. The thought of losing his oldest companion had left him emotionally naked, even if it was a droid who had tried to kill him all his life. She had seen the conflict in his face that Vader had talked about. She had understood then that his mind wasn't completely made up. Yet when she had hurried out to meet him and tried to take some of Proxy's weight, he had brushed her aside and continued up the ramp on his own. It was as though he felt his emotional vulnerability was caused by her, as if she had somehow manipulated him into feeling this way, and her anger at him had immediately rekindled. It wasn't her fault she'd been assigned to him. She hadn't made him rescue her on the Empirical. He could easily have dumped her and piloted the ship himself. The situation was no one's fault. It just was. The sooner he worked that out and where he stood with her and everyone around him, the better. "We're going to Corellia," he said. "They'll all be there, Bail and his allies." "Well, if that's the case, you'll have your Rebel Alliance," she said. "What are you going to do with it?" His eyes met hers. "Trust me, Juno. I'm doing the right thing for both of us." She wanted to believe him. She had no choice but to believe him. She was trapped in the web of possibilities. Only time would tell if she could find her way out of it again.